Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, last weekend, Arsenal player and Ireland captain Katie McCabe was in hot water in the UK for not wearing a poppy ahead of Remembrance Sunday. But by defending the right of Irish people to not wear a poppy, have we also forgotten the people who choose to wear it proudly? Frank Feehan, Fine Gael TD and co-chair of the British Irish Parliamentary Assembly joins us this morning. Frank, we have a peculiar relationship with the poppy. I was saying earlier on the show that many tens of thousands of Irishmen died in World War One, in particular. Yet any Irish person who would wear a poppy, I would suggest, might be looked at askance.
Well, first of all, I respect Katie McCabe and Jane McLean's decision. They have a right to choose, and that's their issue. But, you know, in Ireland, over 200,000 men, especially and women, fought in World War One, and around 50,000 of them died, and 30,000 actually came from the Republic. And I think we don't understand, unlike in Britain, there was no conscription in the island of Ireland. And all those soldiers who chose to fight, around 1 in 7 men of service age enlisted voluntary. And, you know, they went for a variety of reasons, economic opportunity. Many came from deep recession, and the British Army offered reliable sort of income. There was political support for home rule. We were hoping to get a limited self-government once World War One was over, a sense of adventure and duty, and also the belief that fighting for freedom of small nations like Belgium reminded of our struggle for freedom. So a lot of these men were effectively patriots, Irish patriots, and we actually airbrushed them out of history. But I think we've come an awful long way to commemorate, to remember the sacrifices that they made, and maybe pay our respects.
Okay.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You yourself wear a poppy, Frank, don't you?
I do. I wear a poppy. I wear a shamrock poppy. I remember first I went into Northern Ireland, must be 30, 40 years ago, and I saw the poppy. I kind of took a step back because we just genuinely hadn't worn any poppies in the streets of Boyle or Sligo where I came from. But, they were in houses. And I think when you just delve down, I think there's we actually forgot about these men, and I feel that many of them came from farmers from
I'm aware, and also, as you say, many of them were living in abject poverty and went away to send money back to families, etc. Do you ever get any pushback in Ireland, in the Republic, for wearing a poppy?
Not much. I remember the first time it was kind of people didn't fully get it. I was the first TD to wear the poppy into the Dáil, and I'm delighted that Enda Kenny was the first Taoiseach to attend the Enniskillen commemoration service in 2012. But I think we've come an awful long way, and all we wanted to do was to people to really look at their history and see that it's not black and white. There is a lot of grey areas, and there's a lot of things that we really should commemorate.
Do you think, as we move a bit further away in terms of time, that we have become more black and white about our history?
Well, I don't think we have. I think some people want us to be black and white, but as I said, we have a shared history. we work together. But you know, it's not black and white. And again, these young men and women who went to fight in World War One, especially, and World War Two, and you know that they we really should remember them. And again, you know, in the county of Roscommon and the county of Sligo and Leitrim, you could have 1,500.
No, I said on the show earlier, I had a great uncle who died in World War One fighting for the British Army. But I think in many, many families around the country, that story would be repeated, but it's often not mentioned. People are almost ashamed. Do you think that some of that, some of our unease, our dis-ease with the poppy, and despite the fact that we may have lost relatives ourselves, is to do with the colonial thing, is the fact that British was a colonial power here and we sit very uncomfortably with things that support British militarism?
Well, I think sometimes that some symbols can be weaponized, the Irish tricolour, the Union Jack, and sometimes, you know, the Easter Lily or the poppy, and it can be, you know, used maybe not in the wrong way, but we probably allowed unionism to, and rightly so, to honour the poppy, and we decided, well, if they're doing that, we'll go the other way. But I think by doing that, we neglected the tens of thousands of young men.
Look, thank you for coming on. It's a very interesting and thoughtful, discussion on that this morning. Thank you for that. Indeed, that is Frank Feehan there, Fine Gael TD and co-chair of the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly. What do you think? Frank is not wrong when he says that up to 50,000 Irishmen died in World War One. They weren't conscripted. They went very often in abject poverty to send money back to their families, or because they believed, rightly or wrongly, that it would aid the home rule. I suppose political movement, things like that. Yet we sort of have whitewashed them out of history. We sort of have swept them under the carpet. What do you think about that and about the wearing of the poppy? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.